Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumery. Thank you for tuning in. The names of five missing fishermen in a Sunday boat accident near Hoonah have been released by the U.S. Coast Guard. A Coast Guard public information officer confirmed the names of the missing Wednesday morning. Travis Kapp, Jacob Hanna, Alex Ireland, Emilio Zelaya Talamantes, and Michael Brown were aboard the Windwalker, a 52-foot Sitka-based seiner, when it capsized near Point Coverdon. The ages and hometowns of the victims were not released, but the Coast Guard official confirmed that next of kin have been notified. After more than 24 hours of searching over 100 nautical miles, the Coast Guard found no sign of the missing mariners, except for seven empty survival suits and two strobe lights. They called off the search on Monday afternoon, pending new information. Anyone with new information about this situation is requested to contact Coast Guard headquarters in Juneau at 907-463-2980. And Alaska is turning down millions in federal funding earmarked to replace water infrastructure that contains lead. That's because the state doesn't have any lead pipes or other public infrastructure with lead. The state declined most of the $28 million in funding offered by the Environmental Protection Agency last month. Cindy Christian is the drinking water program manager for Alaska.
Because we're a relatively new state and our water systems are relatively new, you know, they stopped using lead for service lines back in the 1930s, 1940s, and most of our water systems were built after that.
Lead is a neurotoxin, and if people drink water with lead in it, it can damage their brains and other organs. It's especially harmful to babies and young children and can stunt development. Christian says starting 2 years ago, the EPA required all public water systems to inventory for lead. And so far, they haven't found any lead service lines in Alaska. Eagle Crest Ski Area has just enough snow to partially open to skiers on Saturday, their scheduled opening day. It marks the kickoff of the winter ski season in Juneau. But not everything is in operation quite yet. Only the short Porcupine chairlift will be running. New Eagle Crest General Manager Craig Simmons says that's because there's been too much rain and not enough snow for a full opening.
Opening on our forecasted opening day is always a win. But the sad reality is we were buried in snow. And I mean, it's not all gone, but it's mostly gone, which is sad. But I think that's just a product of where we are.
This is the first time in a while that the ski area has opened on time. The last two seasons were delayed for weeks because of heavy rain and warm temperatures. Simmons says last week's dump of snow paired with a stint of around-the-clock snowmaking means there's just enough to get skiers up at least some of the mountain for now.
We need another cold snap to come through. We need more natural snow to come. But we'll just do whatever we can do with natural and cold temperatures and keep making snow when we can.
In October, the ski area management team announced that the Black Bear lift would be out of commission this winter season because of a broken bearing. That's one of four chairlifts at the ski area, and it services the east side of the mountain, including the East Bowl Chutes and the Drifter, Marmot, and Vertigo runs.
You know, the last several weeks, we've just been focusing on opening, so we've just been focusing on the other lifts. So Black Bear is what it is, and we'll get back into that once we get open and we know everything's up and running.
The ski area's three other lifts, Ptarmigan, Hooter, and Porcupine, are working and plan to run the entire season. The Porcupine lift will be open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and daily tickets will cost $22 for adults and kids this weekend. But if skiers bring non-perishable or canned goods to donate to the Southeast Alaska Food Bank, they'll have the price. The National Weather Service Juneau forecasts moderate to heavy rain in Juneau through at least the middle of next week. No new snow is expected. A flood watch is in effect through 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Eagle Crest's regular schedule is Wednesday through Sunday, with daily operations over Christmas. The winter season runs through mid-April. And Ketchikan's new city-sponsored mobile integrated healthcare program launched in June to provide preventative care for the island's vulnerable populations. But recently, one of the program's two paramedics was fired, a week after he publicly criticized the city for how their policies were harming his clients. KRBD's Jack Darrell has more.
Owen Loskar got to Ketchikan about 6 months ago. Came from the Matsu Borough to be one of two paramedics on the city's first mobile integrated healthcare team. It's a new program the city is adopting to drive down healthcare costs and reduce ambulance callouts. And he says it's been working.
We've had an overwhelmingly positive response from both our partner agencies and community members. I have a fulfilling job, which I'm genuinely grateful for.
That's Loscar addressing the city council in early November. He wore glasses, a beanie, and his paramedics uniform. But Loscar says at every turn, resources that were once here disappeared.
In the short time I've been here, I have seen a complete collapse of the public behavioral health system here in Ketchikan.
In June, First City Homeless Services, the group that ran Ketchikan's main 24/7 homeless shelter, First City Haven, disbanded and shut down the shelter. In the letter announcing the closure, the board blamed the decision on continual obstructive behavior from the Ketchikan City Council. At the time, there was this sentiment expressed among city council members critical of the island's shelter resources, that they were bringing increased drug use and crime to downtown citizens and businesses. Like, here's Councilwoman Judy Zengi when she voted against renewing the homeless shelter's lease.
This has been very difficult for me. I'm very empathetic with the folks that are experiencing homelessness. But I'm really tired of us ignoring the business people. These are people who pay property taxes, collect sales tax. We seem to ignore them. For me, we're not denying them a shelter. We're just terminating our lease.
Fast forward to October, and a local nonprofit proposed a temporary warming shelter for the cold winter, saying it could save lives. And the city and the borough voted to fund it. But at the last minute, the borough mayor vetoed it, citing the proposed location, which was downtown. Loscar was at the November meeting to speak out against an amendment to city ordinance that would allow police officers to enforce trespassing laws on public property. City Manager Delilah Walsh, who proposed the amendment, said it'll help address issues like loitering and unauthorized camping. Loscar was strongly against it.
If you take a person and you put them in a situation where they are constantly threatened with their basic needs of survival, you will create a wild animal of a human being.
Loscar told the council that as a community paramedic, watching out for vulnerable populations is his job.
I'm telling you that if you dehumanize people and make them desperate enough, violence will happen and people will die.
By the following week, Loscar was fired. He believes the reason was because he'd spoken at that meeting in uniform to the public without the consent of his supervisor. Loscar's direct supervisor is the city fire marshal, Gretchen O'Sullivan, who said she couldn't comment on Loscar's termination. The decision was made by city manager Delilah Walsh. Walsh says she can't comment on the specifics of personnel matters, but she denies firing Loscar because of his city council testimony.
We'll say that the city makes a tremendous commitment to ensure our employees meet their probationary period.
Walsh says they don't fire people based on just one thing.
So we invest a lot of time, money, resources, and effort in recruiting, hiring, onboarding, training, and we do want to make the best go at it as possible. Unfortunately, some people just don't meet that probationary period, and we let them go.
And Walsh did tell the Ketchikan Daily News that there's a rule against speaking publicly as a city employee without permission. It's very clear, she told the paper, just courtesy to your boss. Loscar says he hadn't heard about the rule. So Loscar went back at the next city council meeting, except this time he wasn't in a paramedic's uniform.
I accept the consequences of my actions, and frankly, I'm relieved to no longer be working for this dismissive administration.
Loscar says in a coffee shop a week later that he can't tolerate what he calls a disembowelment of social services in Ketchikan. Services for poverty, mental health, addiction.
When your job is to take care of these people, and every day things are getting worse for them, it's brutal.
And Loscar says actions like the new trespassing order and the city's moves to raise penalty on petty crimes, those are only going to make the problem worse. City Manager Delilah Walsh says Loscar's position will be filled by fire department paramedics until he can be replaced. In Ketchikan, I'm Jack Darrell.
And the Northwest Arctic community of Kiana declared an emergency Tuesday after several days without running water. Officials say it will likely take several more days before the water is restored as temperatures dip down to minus 30 degrees. KOTZ's Desiree Hagen reports.
Brad Rich is Kiana's mayor.
This is kind of catastrophic to not have water. It's something that is very hard on the families, especially when we got the holidays coming up and families coming. So we're doing our best.
Rich says if everything goes well, it will still be several days until water is restored to the community of nearly 400 people. Rich says Kiana's water meter stopped working after the community experienced below zero temperatures and three power outages. The meters are meant to monitor and turn on well pumps.
Because the pumps were off and everything, the well line froze. And the water tank level went down to just about zero.
Now, without water circulating in the city's main water loops, Rich says residents' individual water and sewer lines could freeze, causing more long-term water problems. He says Kiana has had several issues with their sewer system in the past. Rich says city crews, along with workers from the nearby community of Norvik, are working to get the water flowing as soon as possible. He says the crews worked almost 30 hours nonstop to put a fire hose in the well house to keep the city's water circulating and get enough water pressure into the system.
Lo and behold, we just had really, really cold weather, north wind. They really tried to get it right off the bat, but without having good equipment and stuff like that, it's pretty hard.
Rich says a special tent is now up to protect the equipment used to thaw the well line from freezing.
We're just thinking to keep the crews going and not stopping, because once you start trying to thaw a line, you don't want to stop.
In the meantime, Rich says some residents have drilled holes in the ice of the nearby Kobuk River to obtain water. The community is using VHF radio to share information about the emergency. Rich says while it still could be days until the lines are thawed, he's trying to stay positive.
We're in the holiday season, and every community runs into issues like this. We just need to support each other, try to help each other out, and figure out how to fix these things and keep things working for our community members.
Rich says the Northwest Arctic Borough, Manilik Health Corporation, and Nana Regional Corporation are helping with additional heavy equipment and bottled water. Kiana's store has also helped provide supplies to workers. In Kotzebue, I'm Desiree Hagen.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's 44 degrees and raining. There is still a flood watch in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow. And more rain is on the forecast through tomorrow, but tomorrow night it might ease up a little bit, and this weekend looks like it could be a tiny bit drier. This is KTOO.